Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this broadcast. And I want to go over some information that has come out in the last 24 to 48 hours, which I think is important for us to know as Americans, and how we can be praying, how we can be informed. Of course, the mainstream media is out there lying, telling you that Joe Biden has been cemented. He's been cemented as the president-elect. Well, more and more information is coming out every single day where we're finding out that tremendous fraud, just as we've reported from day one. You can literally go back to my video right after the election, and everything that I said in that video is coming to pass right now. So we have a pretty good track record on reporting the truth. And, there's been this forensic audit on the Dominion voting system that just happened to occur. It was a Patriot, not Sidney Powell, not Lynn Wood, not the Trump team, but just another Patriot that brought forth a lawsuit in Michigan that ended up having a judge that had some chutzpah, a judge that was willing to allow the machines to be looked at. And so they were looked at by an independent, auditing company that was a tech company. And what did they find? Well, they found that there's at least a 2 to 3% shift from Trump to Biden, and that there's also a tremendous amount of adjudication that's taking place, which means that if the Democrats, which we think they did, had operatives in these facilities, in these voting facilities, they were able to choose, about 60% of the votes that were coming through. They were just pressing the button. Biden, Biden, Biden. Oh, we'll give one to Trump. Trump. Biden, 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 Biden. Oh, we'll give one to Trump. And this is what they did. And this is the information that's coming out. So this is groundbreaking. And if you remember the Supreme Court, when many people were very disheartened. I know I was a little bit too. When the Supreme Court did not take the Texas case. Now, the Texas case kind of just came out of nowhere. The Trump team went ahead and merged with it. And, there was many, many states that came, I think 17 states, something like that, that also started, getting involved in that lawsuit. And a bunch of Congress people got involved as well. And what the Supreme Court said is that it lacked standing. They didn't say that it lacked merit, which merit means that they have the evidence. They said it lacked standing, so they didn't hear the case. Now, many people said, oh my gosh, justice is dead in our country. Now the Supreme Court, they're even on the side of the deep state. People were frustrated. I'm frustrated. But guess what? They never turned down the merit on that case. So the deal is this. There's other cases that are now making their way through the justice system that have made it to the Supreme Court. And because of the Texas case, and they didn't shoot down the merit, now we have an opportunity with these Dominion systems to present clear evidence. And now other states are saying, you know what, since we saw what happened in Michigan, I think this happened in Arizona and a couple other states now are getting involved. They're saying, we're going to have to look at our machines. I think just this morning, breaking news, Jenna Ellis is also advising Colorado to take a look at the machines. Why don't all these states that use Dominion take a look at these machines, audit them? And how much you want to bet, and I'm not a betting man, but I can almost guarantee you it's the same issue. And so we're going to find this across the board. These Dominion machines, like Sidney Powell has been saying, these were machines that were used in Hugo Chavez, Venezuela. These were machines that have been, as long as you paid the dues to Dominion and did what they wanted to do behind the scenes. See, this has been going on in the American system for a while now. This didn't just start in 2020. I put up a post yesterday. And I said, think about it. What if this was not just about 2020? What if this was about past elections? What if this has been going on for years now? What if this is something that needed to come out and this was the only way that this could come out? So now we're finding out that massive fraud has taken place in the United States of America. And there's tech companies like YouTube, which is owned by Alphabet Inc., which is the parent company of Google. They're saying, you can't even talk about voter fraud. If you talk about voter fraud, we're going to take you down. We're going to silence you. Well, that sounds like Venezuela and, all these other communist countries, too. It sounds like the former Soviet Union. It sounds like China. You're not allowed to talk. No dissenting voices. No one out there. We can't even tell the truth. Now they have the truth ministry here in the United States. And this is why I always tell you, make sure you follow my website, toddcoconato.com, or even more importantly, remnant.news, remnant.news or rmntnews.com, where we post many, many articles every single day. And our podcast is on there. And you can find us if we get deplatformed by these tech oligarch companies, because it's crucial. When you're in a war situation, the enemy, what is one of the main things they try to do? They try to cut down the communication lines. And we already saw an outage the other day with YouTube. Were they testing something? They could have been. They could have been testing. They could have been preparing, because they knew that this week was going to be a bombshell week. You know, simultaneously, there's another lawsuit where they're going to have a press conference today at 12 o'clock Eastern, where they're going to be talking about 10 foundations that apparently were funding money to the election that they shouldn't have been. So all this corruption is coming out, corruption after corruption. I mean, I'm getting so much information coming in, it's like we can't even take all the information. We're having to pick and choose what we even report on, because there's so much information coming out right now. And I believe this is the president and the administration, you know, allowing declassification of a lot of these things, because unfortunately the FBI has not been wanting to do their job. The Justice Department has not wanted to do their job. And so citizens are getting upset, but we're also getting educated in this time, because we're looking and we're seeing the information that's coming out. More and more people are saying, okay, it's not, I'm not crazy. You know, it's not just me that just thinks this in my head. This is real. These people are criminals. And so this information is coming out, and it's very, very amazing to see what's happening. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. Time is running out. As you guys know, less than a month away now, or about a month away from now, they are going to be inaugurating a president on the 20th. We're not quite at the 20th yet, but, you know, we're getting close to a month, okay? And a lot has to happen in this month. A lot has to happen in this month. And so what the president needs to do now is to make his case in the court of public opinion, where the American people can see that clearly this election has been stolen, that there was massive fraud that has taken place, that they used multiple methods. It wasn't just the Dominion machines and the algorithm, multiple methods, fake ballots, dead people voting, people that shouldn't have voted that voted, you know, people that were underage, people that were non-citizens, votes were flipped. You know, there has been so many different ways that they did this. They brought in truckloads of ballots from these facilities where they found, we've now found there's these facilities that just had hundreds of thousands of ballots, and they were shipping them in from these facilities with truckloads in the middle of the night, shifting the vote from Trump to Biden. So that's why Biden felt like he didn't really need to do much, because they had this whole campaign already set up. He already knew what was going to happen. And now you guys know too. And now the American people and the patriots know. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow this to happen, then our country will be a banana republic. Will you trust the voting system again? Why even vote? Why even vote if this is the way it is? I mean, why would I vote? Why would I do anything when it comes to politics? I would know that I live in a banana republic, that our country has been taken over. And we can't live in a country like that. So that's why we say this is our 1776 moment. Listen, I can't wait to just getting back to preaching the gospel. That's what I do. And those are the things I talk about on my radio show normally. But because we're in this unprecedented situation right now, we need to wake everybody up, and we need to use every means possible of our communication to be able to do this. Because unfortunately, the mainstream media is corrupt. The mainstream media is compromised. It's been bought out also by our adversaries in China. Hollywood's corrupt. So where's the information going to flow from? It has to flow from people like me. You know, I mean, who do we trust in our country? If we can't trust the pastors, if we can't trust the churches, if we can't trust the people of God, we've got to get this information out there. You got to get it out there. We all have to share it. This is the time. Now, I know everybody doesn't have the same calling as me. You don't have to necessarily, you know, put yourself at risk in the different ways that I'm doing it right now. But ask the Lord, how can I be effective right now? Is it being an intercessor on my face? Is it crying out with my family, praying every single day for God to move and for His Holy Spirit to move and for mercy and grace on our nation? Is it talking to friends and family? Is it doing a podcast? Is it doing a blog? I mean, there's many different things. Sharing this video on your page, sharing these types of videos until they censor us, until they shut us down. We need to get this information out, ladies and gentlemen. This is a crucial, critical, important time in our country right now, this very minute. We have, like I said, a little bit over a month to make a huge difference, to protect our freedoms, to protect our nation from falling to communism, to protect our nation from falling to this corrupt cabal that would then have all branches of government. It is crucial, critical, and important. We're praying that the Supreme Court takes some of these cases, and hopefully they're not corrupt as well. But we have to prepare for the worst and expect the best. So, excuse me. The thing is this, is that the Supreme Court may not be the answer. We're praying it is. We're praying there's different options, like with the electors, what they did by sending the alternate electors. You know, there's a way that those states could flip and they could say, yes, there was massive fraud here. And so we're going to say that the results here are null and void. And then at that point, they could use the alternative electors. There's the situation where the it could go to Congress and each state could get one vote. We've heard about that possibility. But all these things are possibilities, but we can't hedge our bets on those, because what if that doesn't happen? How many times have we been let down? What if that doesn't happen? Well, then we get to, you know, January 20th and nothing's happened. And then all of a sudden we got this traitor who takes the most powerful position in the world and becomes the president. We can't let that happen. So what are the other alternatives? What else is possible? Well, there's the executive order. And the executive order that President Trump did in 2018, you can just Google 2018 executive order President Trump, and it'll most likely come up, where it says, in the case of foreign intervention in the elections. Well, guess what? There's foreign intervention in the elections. We know that there's been backdoors. Some of these machines were connected to the internet. White hat hackers have looked in and seen that there's some backdoors. There's definitely been, you know, even people are saying that China printed a bunch of ballots. Some of these, maybe these ballots that were in the warehouses. In fact, I had heard this a while back from some intel, that those embassies that they were closing down in San Francisco and I think in Texas had to do with the fact that they were trying to manufacture these fake ballots. So I can't confirm that, but it would make sense. And we do believe, General Flynn said in his speech in D.C. and some of the speaking engagements that he's done, is that he said, yes, we had foreign intervention. This is a three-star general. He knows what's going on. He has his ear to the ground. He knows what's going on. And he's telling us that, yes, there was foreign intervention. In fact, I could put up that video. I think I already have on Facebook. So we know there's foreign intervention. We know that Trump did the executive order in 2018. So therefore, they can enact that executive order. Why not? So listen, friends, if they do that, there's going to be a plethora of Democrats, especially their extreme side, the Antifa and their military wing. Okay, and these guys are going to want to do some really damaging things to our cities. They're going to want to go after people. They're going to want to burn down buildings. Who knows what they have planned? We know they have very, very dark things planned. This is a war between light versus darkness. This is a spiritual war for the very soul and heart of our country. So we know that they are going to try to riot. That's why they want to scare people. They want to make people think, well, you know, if we do this or if we do that, the whole country is going to go crazy. We can't fear about that, because the thing is this, is that that's why we have the Second Amendment. Citizens are armed, and we also have the National Guard, and President Trump could bring in the National Guard and restore the order. And that's what he's going to need to do. He's going to have to deploy the military domestically to restore order. But we need to have this done, and he needs the support of we the people, the majority. And so people right now, there's still some people that are like, oh, we don't really want to have light martial law. We don't really want to have, you know, the Insurrection Act be invoked. We don't really want to have, you know, this executive order. We'd much rather have it another way. Well, sure, we'd all much rather have it another way. And I hope it does go another way. But when you see guys like Mitch McConnell that are out there yesterday, more traitorous people that are willing to say, oh, Joe Biden's the president. What are you, nuts? What are you, nuts? You haven't seen anything that's been going on? You don't see the massive voter fraud that's taking place? I mean, come on, Mitch. So what, is Mitch bought by China too? Well, that's what it's looking like. It's looking like a lot of these people were corrupt and unfortunately were bribed and are controlled. And now it's all coming out. And we're seeing that it's not just on the left, but it's also on the right. Mayors, governors, people in power all around the country. Very scary stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Very scary stuff. And a lot of people don't even want to talk about it. Well, how can you not talk about it? This is our country. This is our future. This is what we're going to hand down to our children and our grandchildren. How can we not talk about it? What are you talking about? Don't talk about it. What are you talking about? Just hand the keys over to Joe Biden? Can we do that? A man that's compromised by China, our greatest adversary? How can we do that? How could we possibly hand over the keys to Joe Biden? That would be basically committing national suicide. That would put us into the most compromised position. We can't do that. Now, the president, he's a patriot. He loves our country. He has more, eyes on intelligence than any of us do. He knows what's going on. He's out there tweeting about it. He's telling people what's happening. Do you think that man would just hand over the keys of our nation to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? How crazy would that be? I mean, that would literally just destroy his legacy and put his future and our future and his children's future and his grandchildren's future in jeopardy. And the world, because what happens with the United States affects the entire world. That's why the world is watching. So what we need to do is foster support. Now, whether it's through the courts, whether it's through the Congress, or whether it's through the Insurrection Act, which I would personally favor, I think we need to just go through the Insurrection Act because that's what's happened here. There has been an attempted coup on our nation. There has been foreign intervention in our election. I think that we need to do the Insurrection Act. I think we need to do that option because I don't trust that these other options are going to work. I have a feeling that even if we show so much evidence, we just keep bringing out more and more evidence, and it's so blatant. It's so in their face. Here it is, right here. Because listen, guys, the reason why I know this is for years, I've been doing extensive articles on RMNTnews.com, RMNTnews.com, Remnant Without the Vows. Extensive articles where I bring all the facts. We do research. We spend so much time putting these articles together. And these people that argue me, they say they won't even read the facts. They don't care about the facts. So when you think about that's the mentality of the world that we're in, where people don't care about the facts, then what does it mean if we keep showing evidence, keep showing them the voting machines, keep showing them all the different stuff that happened, and they don't care? So what do you do in that case? What do you do when a lot of these officials are bought and paid for by China, our biggest adversary, that they've infiltrated from within? What do you do in that case? Well, in that case, what you do is you have to have something in place where you can use the military to take back the reins of control. And that's what this executive order intended to do and will do. And that's what the Insurrection Act does, which is constitutional. It's in our laws. It's already been voted on. It's legal. It doesn't need to be brought to anybody because it's already a law. And the president can see that there has been an attempted insurrection. There has been treason that has taken place by these individuals for years now. And now it's just all in our face. And we need to right-site this now. We need to set it straight now for future generations, because if we don't, our nation is going to be no more. Are you hearing me? So it may take a little pain before we get to where we're going to go. Now, I'm praying the least amount of casualties, if not any. I'm hoping that we don't have casualties. I'm hoping that people don't get hurt in this. I really would love that. I'm sure you would love that too. But there's, you know, if this doesn't happen, then what's going to happen? There could be a civil war, because there are patriots and ex-military people and militias and various people around the country that are fed up with the corruption. And they're ready to take matters in their own hands. They're ready to make citizens' arrests. And I don't blame them. People are tired of the corruption. So the thing is that it would be so much better if it's done in a legal manner that's constitutional. The Insurrection Act is constitutional. The executive order in 2018 is constitutional. And so something needs to happen here. Otherwise, our nation will be taken over. Our freedoms will be taken away. Our rights will be taken away. Our future will be much different than the America that we've known for so many years that we've grown up in. So what we can do is start to educate our family and friends and prepare them. I would say have a couple of weeks' food supply, just to be wise. Be prepared. I'm not saying this is gonna happen. We don't know if it's gonna happen. I'm just saying be prepared, be wise. Why not? And let's hope that there's a legal way before the Insurrection Act, where it doesn't have to become the Insurrection Act, where it doesn't have to become the 2018 executive order, where these courts will take up a case, maybe the Supreme Court, and they'll actually listen to the merits. That would be wonderful, because we have the evidence and the proof. That would be the best case. But it needs to happen quick, because time is running out. So we're praying and we're believing, and I still believe that God is going to move. But at this point, this is a point of action now. It is a time of action, because time is running out. It doesn't mean our faith is running out. My faith's not running out. I still have tremendous faith. I know God is with us, and I know he's responding and hearing the prayers of the righteous in our nation. I know that there is a remnant, and that is exactly why this nation is still standing, because there is a righteous remnant. And that's why our nation is still here. And that's why God is still with us. But we can never go back to business as usual. And I think the people of God are starting to see that. We can never be apathetic or complacent again. This is a new season. And we will definitely talk about where we need to go as a church in the coming weeks. But right now we're fighting for our life. Right now we're fighting for our future. And so there are options. Yes, President Trump can win. Don't listen to the mainstream media. They are bought and paid for. Turn them off. Turn Fox off. Turn them all off. Newsmax, OAN, they're good. Listen to the Epoch Times, Remnant News, guys like me. There's people out there that are reporting the truth, others as well. But use your discernment. Use your wisdom. Don't listen to the lies and the propaganda. This is a critical and crucial moment in our nation's history. We will prevail. We will win in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. We need to foster support for our president. Get out there, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your family. Educate them on the Insurrection Act. Educate them on executive order from 2018 about foreign interference. Let them know this is a very real possibility in the next couple of days or weeks. Very, very real. I would say over 50% chance before Christmas. Over 50% chance. So just keep that in your mind. Okay? Love you guys. Bless you. We'll talk to you more.